I'm Lewis Abernathy, the not-so-beloved patriarch of the Abernathy family, and the narrator of this story. We begin at the Old Cove prison in Elena's jail cell. Elena grabs the cell bars and begins yelling.
This is completely unacceptable! Do you know who I am? I'm Elena Wollstonecraft! Where's the prison warden? I demand to speak to them!
Elena realizes the guards are ignoring her, so she gives up and sits down.
This is just my luck that I end up with the worst cell here. My God, even my dear friend Martha got to spend her prison sentence in a much nicer prison than this. And her crimes were much worse than my little dalliance with that gun, kidnapping Virginia. Christ, what I wouldn't give for a good scotch right now. It doesn't even have to be on the rocks. That would be preferable to this little toilet wine swill. Ugh. Now, how to get out of here? Wait a minute. Governor Manning owes me.
Elena gets up, moves to the cell door, and starts yelling for the guards.
Guard! I would like to make a phone call.
The prison guard makes her way over to the cell door.
Nice try, but you already used a call today. Anyway, you're getting a new cellmate.
Absolutely not. There's barely enough room for me as it is. Once again, I'm demanding to speak to the warden.
Elena turns her back to the cell door as it opens, and her new cellmate enters.
Hello, Elena.
Elena turns around.
You.
What? Are you not happy to see your sister? I told you we were going to end up in prison, and now we're cellmates. If that isn't karma, I don't know what is. Come now, Elena. You know you missed me.
Elena can't catch a break now, can she? Well, when you play with fire, you're bound to get burned. Over at the Perfect Brew, Diana is paying for her coffee.
Thank you.
Diana takes her coffee and finds a seat. Diana sits down and starts reading the news on her tablet. Richard enters the shop, spots her, and sits down across from her at the table.
How did you find me?
I figured you'd turn up at the coffee shop at some point. You've been rather hard to get a hold of recently. Why is that?
I've just been very busy, you know, things to do, places to go.
Darling, you need to cut the crap and start reporting back to me. This plan will only work if you follow my instructions exactly.
What if I don't want to be a part of this plan? I don't want to see these people get hurt again. They aren't that bad.
Oh, my darling, what have they done to you?
Nothing. It's just the more I learn about them, spend time watching them, the more I feel sorry for them. I also know what it's like to grow up not knowing your mother.
Yes. But unlike them, your father took care of you. He doted on you. Lewis Abernathy was an awful father. That is why his children turned out to be such terrible human beings. We're just righting the wrongs of the past and getting what we deserve.
But we don't deserve it. You are only doing it because of Sutton.
Speaking of Sutton, I know I'll be very anxious for an update once he wakes up. Which is why it's been frustrating that you have not been responding.
I'm assuming you know about Lewis?
I do.
Does Sutton know Lewis is dead?
Of course not. I haven't had a chance to tell him anything. But I will have to tell him soon. I'd like to know what happened to Lewis that night.
Diana sits quietly. Richard looks at his phone.
I've got to go. We will discuss this more in detail later. Just proceed with the plan and wait for my next instructions. Goodbye, my darling.
Goodbye, Dad.
Richard gets up and leaves. Diana pulls out her phone and texts an unknown number. She has a look of sheer panic on her face. Meanwhile, back in Elena's cell.
What the hell are you doing here?
What do you think? I'm in prison because we got caught.
I know why you're here, Why are you in my cell? There has to be another cell in here somewhere.
Elena, I don't know and I don't care. All I care about is getting out of here. This is all your fault.
This is not my fault. It's Virginia's. If she didn't crawl out of that hole, we wouldn't be here.
Elena, stop it. Can you please take responsibility for once in your life? Do you realize how exhausting it is to constantly hear you going on and on about the Abernathys and Virginia?
Fine, Harley. It's my fault. Are you happy now?
It doesn't sound like you mean it, but it's nice to hear. Now, what is your plan to get us out of here? I'm not spending the rest of my life in a cell, especially not with you.
Why do I have to come up with all of the plans?
Because you're the reason that we're here.
I do have a plan. Do you remember when I used to work for Governor Manning? Well, he owes me a massive favor.
Would you care to elaborate?
Yes, but you must keep it a secret. You see, many, many years ago.
Back at the Perfect Brew, Diana is anxiously sitting at her table. She's on her second iced coffee of the day. Lawrence walks in wearing sunglasses and a baseball cap so he won't be recognized. He spots Diana and sits down.
Why did we have to meet here? Someone might see us.
We have better things to worry about. My dad found me and confronted me. He is upset that I have not been responding to him. Oh, and get this. Sutton's arrived earlier than scheduled.
This is not good. I'm assuming Richard knows about Lewis. But does Sutton?
No. Only my dad knows, but we can plan on Sutton learning about Lewis very soon.
We have a little more time then. Did you tell your father that someone might be onto us?
He only asked me about Lewis.
What did you tell him?
Nothing.
Good. Of course Sutton would decide to come to town just when things are starting to go wrong. Did he tell you what he wants us to do next?
He just said to stick with the plan and wait for further instructions. He is going to try to smooth things over with Sutton. Sutton is going to be furious when he finds out Lewis is dead.
If that damn Lewis wasn't so nosy, he wouldn't be dead yet.
I'm worried, Lawrence. What if we get caught? I can't disappoint my father.
We have nothing to worry about. We just won't avoid your father anymore. Anyways, with Elena in jail for shooting Janelle, my plan will definitely make her look guilty for Lewis's murder.
What did you do, Lawrence?
I've got an errand to run. I'll talk to you later.
Lawrence gets up and leaves. Diana watches after him, a look of longing on her face. At an undisclosed location, Richard is sitting at Sutton's bedside, gently stroking his face. Sutton slowly opens his eyes.
Hello, my love.
How long have I been out? What time is it? The last thing that I remember is you saying something about a rough patch.
You remember that? I went to tell you about it, but you fell back asleep.
Yeah, you were probably relieved that you didn't have to tell me about it.
No, Sutton. I was just relieved that you were awake.
Sutton looks incredibly irritated, and Richard can tell.
So what's going on? I want to know about this rough patch. Tell me what's going on.
Elena Wallen, whatever the fuck her name is.
What did she do now?
Well, the Abernathys were gathered in the living room the other night. And she showed up and opened fire.
Don't tell me she killed Lewis. She killed Lewis, didn't she? She fucking killed Lewis. I know she did.
No, she shot her niece.
Oh, well, I guess that's good. As long as that's all that happened. You know, a delay I think we can probably handle. Failure, however, we cannot.
Sutton can tell by Richard's expression that he's hiding something.
What's going on?
Honey lamb, I don't know how to tell you this.
Just fucking say it.
Lewis is dead.
How in the hell did that happen?
We just arrived in Old Cove the other day. I haven't had time to find out much, but from what I gather, Lewis was murdered.
Well, do they know who killed him?
The list of suspects goes around the block and down the street. But it's looking like Elena, what's-her-name, is responsible for the murder.
Richard, how could Diana and Harlan let this happen? It just ruins so much of our plan.
Honey, it's gonna be okay. Don't worry. We'll find a way to succeed and get everything we so richly deserve.
Back in Elena's prison cell, Elena is just about to finish telling Harley her secret when she's interrupted.
Many, many years ago, I made a decision. A terrible decision. And I've been trying to outrun the consequences for years.
Jesus, Elena, what the hell did you do?
Harley, you have a visitor.
I do? Who would be visiting me?
Why don't you come with me and find out, sweetie?
Harley follows the guard out of the cell, and she shuts the cell door. Elena breathes a sigh of relief.
What was I thinking? Good. I can't trust her with that secret. I'll just have to come up with something else if she asks. I wonder who her visitor is.
The prison guard leads Harley to the visiting area. Lawrence is sitting there, waiting for Harley.
You have 15 minutes.
Harley sits down and is surprised to see Lawrence.
Lawrence, what are you doing here?
What's the matter? Don't you recognize your own son, Mom?
Harlan?
Our story will continue with the next episode of Tomorrow's a New Day.